This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. Some big news if you're an Abingdon Avon School District area parent. Soccer is going to be a part of the curriculum, you might say. At least a co-ed soccer program was approved by the Abingdon Avon School Board earlier this week. Not everybody, at least on the school board, was in favor of it, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but it's been a long time coming in Abingdon Avon. Other school districts have said they're not sure that there would be sustained interest in a soccer program, so they've been hesitant to start one. But after a number of tries, maybe as many as five, soccer's coming to Abingdon Avon. Cameron Line talked earlier today with Ken Litchfield, one of the people and a soccer coach in the area who has made this happen and has worked hard over the years to get the school board to finally say yes to it. And Cameron talked to him this afternoon.
Ken, I guess just to start off with, I understand this has kind of been a long time coming. This has kind of been an effort that the Abingdon Avon community has kind of pushed for a while, but it took a couple of times, right? Can you kind of tell me about that?
Yeah. As the soccer club in general is off and on, this last attempt was our fifth time trying overall since I think 2012, and you know, various issues have come up, and I think the board and the community in general finally realized that this program has been part of the community for a good 20 years almost, and I just think the board members felt it was time to finally get it passed.
So before, they were kind of concerned that there might not be enough participation to warrant spending money on this kind of program?
I mean, that's a possibility. We've always had good participation in our program, but I think in the last 2 to 3 years, we've seen a huge increase in the amount of kids playing. At the junior high level this fall, we have 27 kids playing. That's by far the most we've ever had.
And you said this has been going about 20 years and you're getting increased participation. Do you have any idea of why you might be seeing more increased participation in soccer?
Honestly, I don't know why the increase. I know that the program has become far more popular, like I said, in the last, probably 2 to 3 years. I'd like to think that maybe it's because we do such a great job with the kids.
Sure. I'm sure that's a part of it.
I think that's one of the major things. I mean, we've been pretty successful at the junior high level since we started the junior high program. In 2010, we do have a culture of winning, so that may have something to do with it, too.
Okay, so now that this program was passed by the Abingdon Avon School Board, I think it was a 4-2 vote, and I understand that there was thunderous applause upon its passage.
Right.
Kind of tell me about the new program and how it'll work now.
Well, at the high school level, at the board meeting, when I made my presentation, I gave them a roster of 21 kids that were not playing any fall sports. I expect the first year's participation probably to be around that number. So I think anytime you start a new program, there's going to be a little bit of a struggle in the win-loss column. I think in years to come, I think we're going to be pretty successful.
Okay.
I think that participation numbers will be pretty solid.
Okay. And sidetracked there for a second. As far as the coaching and the organization, how will that go? Has that been decided yet?
No. This program is going to be a school affiliated program. So, they're going to have to post the job and whatnot. And so, someone's going to have to apply. So, I know for a fact that there's probably going to be several people that will apply for the job. No doubt.
Yeah. And I guess any other challenges or any things that you're excited for? Any concerns, I guess, maybe even?
I don't know if I have any concerns. I will say, you know, there is so much excitement within the community. The parents involved, the players, the younger players. If anything, I see an increased participation at the the grade school level and the junior high levels now, because the program, the soccer program, will be at the high school level now. So I see our program in general growing quite a bit, actually.
Another person Cameron talked to is Anthony Brooks. He's president of the Abingdon Avon School Board. Brooks did not vote in favor of it, but nonetheless, he's still pleased that it's happening.
The initial information is, I think this was maybe their fourth attempt or fifth attempt at trying to pass the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But by any means, we do not want to take anything away from the kids of as far as adding extracurricular activities to the children.
Yeah.
Kind of felt though maybe the board should look deeper into it as far as the due diligence. So we can make sure that this hits the ground running properly and the kids can succeed with it. But that was the main point of the two no votes.
Sure.
And it's in place now, so we're going to support it and see if we can get the kids to schedule and for next year, and maybe work hard at seeing if we can get their first game at home for next year.
Yeah. What do you think the board should have done as far as doing their due diligence before this is approved?
Well, as far as the transportation issues with the bus issues, it's a nationwide problem. Very tight scheduling done. Busing events that tend to get cramped in a matter of being on time.
Mm-hmm.
Really wasn't made clearly on, you know, they gave an assumption on who they may play, but it wasn't set in stone.
Sure, just a lot of things up in the air you think should have been kind of figured out ahead of time?
Correct.
Yeah. What sort of, do you have any idea as far as the cost of a program like this?
There were some ideas shared from the community, the soccer club standpoint. There was a little bit of legwork done the previous year or two ago. Nothing was checked into in depth to actual fact take that cost.
Mm.
So hopefully it works out.
Yeah, and I may be mistaken. I think I remember talking to some community members maybe a year or two ago kind of on this topic, and they felt like maybe there was some resistance to soccer because it could pull from some other fall sports. Was that ever a concern, or is that ever kind of a discussion topic?
Well, with our district and our high school, we have approximately 260 kids in our high school, and we're somewhere in that range of give or take 20% of the kids that play sports.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like we have an abundance of kids being able to offer all these sports. The soccer club feels though they have enough. They say they can compete, and we'll see if they can make the best of it, and we'll see what happens from there.
And it's called co-ed. Is that a girls and a boys team? Is that how that works?
Yeah, and some of us shared concern over that because it'll be a co-ed team. There is talk of possibly not having enough girls for the Title IX issue to be able to support a spring team.
Uh-huh.
So it was offered to be as a co-ed team. Have some concern of the girls playing against the boys, but it was stated to us by Mr. Lynchfield that the girls can hold their own. So hopefully that's correct and there's no injuries over it.
Okay, so girls and boys are on the same team, and that'll be in the fall?
Yes.
Okay. And next year will be the first year?
If they get a schedule. My understanding, the schedule is done in two-year increments. This was the starting of the first year of the 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to do some footwork with our AD to see if we can get communications made to see if we can get them some games.
Okay. And you guys will I guess, start looking for a coach eventually?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll take place through the winter months here, or the spring months there of seeing who applies for it.
Cameron Line, again, talking to Anthony Brooks, Abingdon Avon School Board President, and local coach Ken Litchfield upon the occasion of soccer being approved, a co-ed program in A-Town. So very good to hear that for them. Any chance that we can have to expand opportunities for extracurricular activities is definitely a good thing. Stay tuned. We'll check sports with Cameron and have more next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.